on Philipp Plein, Plein Sport. So Plein Sport is like his athleisure brand, right? Like workout clothes, sneakers, like athleisure basically. And they were talking about his, I read this article where it was funny because I think it was somewhere in Europe. So it was originally in another language. So it was like the English, it was translated and it was not perfect. But overall, what it was saying is like their plan to really grow this brand, and Plein Sports have their own stores.
Yeah.
And what I thought was really smart is in the article, he was talking about how Philipp Plein, the brand right now, is a luxury brand. And those stores are more in luxury shopping streets, meaning like when you go to any major city, wherever the luxury stores are, right? Like if you're on Rodeo Drive, if you're in certain casinos in Las Vegas, if you're, I mean, when we were in Paris, it was right around the corner from the giant Louis Vuitton store. Like it's always found on the street where the luxury stores are,
yeah.
Right? That's like been like compete in the luxury space. Now with Plein Sports, he was like, we're taking a different approach to where we want much smaller retail locations inside of shopping malls at a like mid their price. I would say their Plein Sport is probably like, it's probably comparable to like Lululemon-ish prices.
Yeah.
To where it's, you can definitely find sneakers and tracksuits and sports bras and sets for way cheaper. But if you want higher end, you know, you're going to pay $150 for the leggings, whatever. And like, I've actually have multiple pairs of sneakers from Plein Sport that are very, very comfortable. Like I wear them working out. So they're very, like I wear them walking with the dogs. So I think the stuff holds up from like an athletic brand perspective, but I thought it was just showcasing how smart they're being, whether it's him or his team, of like, okay, they want really small stores. And they talked about this the whole way that they're actually going to be displaying stuff in stores, and like their displaying system of where they're really like utilizing like floor to ceiling space, but where stuff is going to be like movable and where you can pull stuff down. So they're looking for smaller space where they're leveraging more of the actual height of the store, right? Not just like floor space, to be able to put a lot more into a smaller space. So he was like, because shopping malls right now are a lot less expensive to rent the square footage. It's a different customer that we're going after. Like everything was just so well thought out. And I know a lot of people are not as familiar with Philipp Plein as obviously I am, because I am obsessed. But I'm just like, the man is smart. The brand only started in the 80s. His price points, he competes with any high-end luxury brand, which I don't know any high-end luxury brand that's done it as quickly as he's been able to. Like when you look at like the Gucci, the Chanel, the Prada, the Fendi, Dolce & Gabbana, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, like when you look at all those brands, they've been around for ever.
Yeah. I actually respect it though. Like, I know he's doing it from like a marketplace marketing idea, but I actually respect it in the sense of like, when you go into a Gucci or you go into any of those luxury brands, and you buy sneakers or you buy an umbrella or you buy a keychain, or like, I'm going to give you those examples. Like, we know that umbrella costs $7 in China to create. Like, I'm not buying a luxury leather handbag with a name on it, which yes, your brand is that big that you can now charge that for, let's say, workout gear, right? At the end of the day, we know how much it probably costs to produce that. So I actually have the respect level of, these aren't the Philipp Plein bags or the custom pieces with like lots of time and money that's gone into making, like even the hoodies, right? Like with all the custom beads on them. Like, it's not that product. It's something that we can mass produce. We would mass produce it anyways, but we're actually going to put it at an affordable ticket price. Because sometimes it's so frustrating. You're in there and it's like, yeah, of course I'd love a Gucci umbrella, but I'm not spending $1,100 on an umbrella.
Right.
Right. Like,
and he already has the Pline Sports brand. And I think this is like the other interesting part. And why I think I'm such a fan of the brand. To me, it's one of the only like high-end luxury brands that actually has sales and actually has an outlet website. So I will black out and spend $5,000 on clothes on their 70% off sale to where one of the items I'm buying would actually be that much. Like, I'm so excited. I just bought a tan trench coat. It's like a camel color trench coat that has a rhinestone skull like on the back of it. I'm so excited. And it just came. So I'm going to be able to wear it in London because it's going to be a little bit cooler. So I'm so excited about it. But like, I probably would have never bought the jacket at full price. It was 70% off, right? So like, that's another piece that I just love about the brand is he's not where it's like, he's like, oh, I have excess inventory. I'm going to have a sale and we're going to sell out whatever's left for the new stuff that's coming in. But he's had Pline Sport, but I think it's interesting. The sneakers have been in the Philip Pline stores, but he does not have any of that athletic wear in the stores. It's only available online. So I think that's also smart that he's never put any of that stuff in the luxury stores and kept them all. All of the stores, whenever I've been in them,
luxury brand up.
Yes,
right?
When you go like, into the retail,
big Louis Vuitton, like there is going to be sweatpants on one side, there is going to be handbags on the other side, there's going to be luggage, and like that's what I kind of meant by that. Like he's keeping his big brand, and no, I'm not going to call it the lower brand, but the more affordable brand separate,
right?
Which doesn't piss off the average consumer that goes in there. And let's say you walk into the Louis Vuitton or the Gucci or whatever the case may be, and they're so big that there's no way they're not mass producing those items. If it's hoodies, whatever it is.
Right.
But just because they're not rewarding the customer. They're just making their profit margin bigger.
Right.
Versus like where I think this is completely separating two different brands and then going after two different markets. So if you can't go into the one Philip Pline store, you can now go into the other one.
And I think it's smart too, because their strategy is their overhead's going to be lower. Their rent's going to be lower. They have smaller, like it's just a smart strategy on what they're doing with the brand, I think overall from like a business standpoint. And I've been a fan of the brand for years now, like obsessed. And that's also why I think he should sponsor me, which doesn't mean you have to pay me. Just, I still will probably buy stuff. I'll still buy stuff from you. Just send me some free shit, like a t-shirt. I don't know. Just send me something for free.
Reshare her story.
But like, my thing is, I look at it, the dogs agree. I don't know if you can hear them. They're barking. They agree. They're like, we want those Philip Pline doggy beds that mom keeps eyeballing, but she won't spend $1,000 on a doggy bed. Send me the doggy beds for free, Philip Pline. My thing is like the brand is very overall is very edgy. Like any of the fashion shows, like it's skulls, there's studs, there's like it's edgier, it's high fashion. Like Paris Hilton is often seen wearing stuff in Philip Pline. I've seen housewives actually wearing Philip Pline dresses on the reunion, which I know because I know everything that's in his line. So like people that are well known wear his stuff. My thing is I wear a lot of his suit, like the jackets, the blazers, blazers and the trousers. I wear a lot of his suits in a business capacity. And I feel like that is why he should sponsor me, because I am a great bridge to the business world of like, you don't just have to wear, and that's the thing. I don't know that any of the high-end brands are really like businessy, right? Like, okay, maybe if you're carrying a bag, but a lot of them aren't like Chanel.
Not on the woman's side. On the men's side, yes, but not on the woman's side. Like if a male has a Gucci suit, like staple. If a guy has.
Right. Or like a Tom Ford suit. I know one year it was like the Tom Ford suit was like the suit to have, right? But on the women's side, it's more of like, I don't want to say setting feminism back, but it is more of like not the business attire, right? It's like the dresses. I mean, Chanel does have, which I actually just bought, a Philip Plein suit that looks like the tweed. It's all tweed, so it kind of looks like a Chanel type suit. Yeah. And so Chanel has like some of those, but I feel like none of the high-end luxury brands have really gone out and been like, here's for the badass women in business. And they're out there and they're the ones that can afford it. And that's why I feel like Philip Plein should sponsor me, because I wear so much of his stuff in a business capacity, and I always get so many compliments.
And they're always asking you. And like, right now it's the thing. Like, we all know you love Philip Plein.
Right. Everyone knows.
It's a thing. So sponsor.
Katie's the only one that's bought me a Philip Plein present, though, even though everyone should know. Like, do you want to buy Francie something? Just go on the Philip Plein. There's an outlet website, plineoutlet.com. They have a sale.
I feel like I get 7,000 emails from them a day. So I'm like, oh, I know Francie's shopping today.
And they're phenomenal. And that's the thing. They're phenomenal marketers too. Like,
then they do like the flag on top of the sale, and it's like, oh
yeah,
shit.
And like, you know, I've bought other high-end brand stuff, and I feel like I rarely get an email. Like, I feel like I rarely get like a what's new, like, even if they're not having sales, because I know I will say I do think that's one of the things that he does that most high-end brands don't do, which I really appreciate, because I look at it as like, instead of buying one piece, I can buy a whole bunch of things. But I think even like other brands, like, I don't really get like a what's new or the latest things, or we haven't seen you in the store in the while. Like, where I also will get, now I've bought a lot more obviously from him than any other brand, but I also get text messages from like personal shoppers.
I get text messages, which no luxury brand does that.
Right. And you bought one thing. And
one item for you.
And I love them and I wear them all the time. And not like, I'm not saying anything. It's not like you spent a whole bunch of money.
No, I did either. Not. No.
And that's the thing. Like, I get text messages from them. And then I also will get personal shoppers who will send me, like, when they get into the store, because there's not a store in Orlando. So there's a store in Miami that I've been into. New York used to have a store, it shut down, but they now have the townhouse location, which is actually part of his actual townhouse in New York City, which I have been invited to twice.
But yeah,
one time there was a hurricane, and so I ended up having to leave New York earlier than anticipated. The other time I didn't get to make it, and I was invited to the new store opening in Miami where Philip Plein was going to be there, and Larsa Pippen and Lisa Hochstein, but I ended up not going because I had an event that conflicted. So like, I know I'm on the like client radar of Philip Plein, but they will, when they get new items in, I will get a WhatsApp message from someone that has photos of a whole bunch of shit and be like, are any of these interested in you? Like, do you want us to ship you any? Like, cause what they will do for me is they'll ship me a box of stuff, and then whatever I want to keep, they'll charge me for it, and I send back the stuff I don't want. And for a long time, I had a personal shopper. Her name was Kate. She was amazing. Shout out to Kate. She moved on to a different brand. And then I never bought anything from her again. But I'm telling you, her customer service, she was like the best. She would send me boxes, so much stuff. And do you know how hard it is to send back those clothes? Do you know how hard it is to send it back once you've already tried it on and it's in your possession?
Going back. Not happening.
And like, Dior has not done that. YSL has not done that. Chanel has not done that. Louis Vuitton has not done that.
She's sending her shit and she'll keep it and pay for it.
And here's the thing. Like, with all those other brands, they're mean to me when I go in the store.
Yeah, I know.
I can go in a Philip Plein store like this, and they will be nice to me. If I walked into the Chanel store like this, they're going to ask the homeless lady to leave.
It's because if you walk into Philip Plein, they have like a chip tracking device on you and they're like, here she comes.
I will say the first time it was a little awkward was in Paris.
Yeah.
They were a tiny bit snooty in Paris. I was also in jeans, a rain jacket. I had just been hailed on. Like, I did look like a drown rat. I was also with JT, whose clothes were probably from Walmart. So, like, I wasn't mad about it. Like, we walked in and they were just like, I was going to try and do a French accent and I can't do it. But they were just basically like, hello. And I was like, hi. And I immediately, I just like started looking around at stuff, and they weren't like mean. They weren't nice, but they weren't mean. Like, I've been completely ignored in other stores. Right. So they like acknowledged our existence. And then JT said something, started talking in French, which I think he said like, oh, she loves this store. She always drags me in them when like we're traveling or whatever. And I was looking at the sunglasses, and I like walked to the counter with a pair, and I was like, I'm gonna get these. And she was like, okay. She was like, is there anything else that you're interested in or that you were looking like? She, which it helped, I was like, I want to get these sunglasses. So it like immediately changed. But that was like the coldest interaction I've ever had in one of the stores, where I've had some like, I've walked into the Louis Vuitton store and the Gucci store knowing exactly what I wanted to buy and couldn't get anyone to even look at me.
And I don't know if you feel like this, but I always feel like, and I know Paris is the city of fashion, but I always feel like that in Paris, no matter the store, like, it's like, they just know that they're
just a little, yes,
a little more snooty than like, you can go to Rodeo Drive, different experience, you can go somewhere else, different experience. It's just like, I don't know. They're in their own element. It happened to us at, where the heck were we? Spent a bunch of money there. We were just in Paris. Givenchy.
I was like, you went everywhere, so I could just start listing every store.
But one of the staff members, it wasn't the lady who was helping us, but it was one of the staff members, had said something to somebody's son that was with us. And he like came to the side and he was like, oh, like he had said this. And we were like, he said that to you? Like, you're a child. Like, what? And so they had like pulled over the staff member and just said, you know, this isn't okay, yada, 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 yada. And suddenly like we had free gifts coming out, because like we were spending a lot of money too. Like,
well, see, I get in those scenarios, I get like, I walk out. Because I know they're making commission. I know they are. So when I don't have like, and to this day, it aggravates me because I never bought it. Gucci had a line at one point, and it was the Orsi and Bosco, and it was two Boston Terriers that were on everything. And my dog before Hudson and Harlem was a Boston Terrier, and my aunt and uncle have his brother. So we had basically these two Boston Terriers that were always together, and they had this whole line. And some of the shit was the ugliest things you have ever seen in your life. Like sweaters, sweatshirt. It was just, they were ugly. And I know they were ugly, but I wanted all of it so bad because it was these two Boston Terriers. And then we had two Boston Terriers, and it just like resonated with me. I went into no less than 5 different Gucci stores in 5 different cities and got treated like shit in every single one. And I never bought any of it. To this day, occasionally, like, I'll search, like, on eBay or whatever, like, the resale of that stuff. I never bought any of it because I personally am like, this shit is expensive. It's expensive. And it's not everyday wear stuff. So you're spending a ton of money for things that you're not going to wear it that often. That if I can't have a pleasurable experience when I'm buying it, not doing it.
And 5 stores, like, that is insane.
That's like, I have a Louis Vuitton bag that I really wanted. This is years ago. I don't support Louis Vuitton in any capacity, and I they're the one brand I support buying fake shit, because I do not support them, because I've had so many bad experiences in that store. And to me, that's like the entry level luxury brand store. Like, I used to have a joke. One of my girlfriends knows, because we would always talk about it, that like, I was like, I will never own the Louis Vuitton Neverfull or whatever, the like tote bag. Cause I was like, that is the basic bitch luxury bag. Like, that is the basic bitch. That's the only bag everyone knows about. That is the one bag. Like, if they have one bag, it's that bag. And I will never own it. Like, I don't care. I will never own that bag. Cause that is like entry level basic bitch luxury bag. Right. But years ago, they did the artist collection. And one of the bags was the Rubens bag, which is like blue. And there was a picture of like a tiger like attacking. And it was when they did like, they had the Van Gogh Starry Night bag. It was like four or five different artists. And I wanted this Rubens bag so bad. And it was another one where I went in the store in Hawaii. They were terrible to me. I went in the store here in Orlando. They were terrible to me. I went in the store in Vegas. They were so nice. And I feel like in Vegas, you just don't know. You don't know who won the jackpot. You don't know who's a hooker that somebody just gave a bunch of money to. You don't, like, you just don't know. Like, you don't know who just had a rough night last night. You don't know who went down and was playing blackjack at 4 a.m. and they couldn't open their eyes and their eyelashes were like this. Like, you just don't know. So I bought the bag in Las Vegas. And then post that, because I bought like the little one of the smaller bags, I wanted to get like more of that set and just had such terrible experiences. I was just like, I'm done with Louis Vuitton. I'm done. I don't care what bag they come out with. I don't care. Like, and that was my like, and that was about the time that I found Philip Plein. And I was just like, every store I've gone in, I've had a great experience. Like, and I've been literally dressed like this going in their stores and they've been so nice. So that for me, it's like,
I do feel like though, even in Louis, like just the staff. I mean, it's hit or miss in many ways, but like there's also different brands where like, I don't know what the training effing manual says, but like,
well, and I do get it. You're a luxury store. So if I'm walking in right now and I have on a baseball hat and a hoodie, I totally see where the staff is just going to like profile me as like, she doesn't have money to spend. Right. Especially nowadays, a lot of times when I walk in stores, I have my cell phone that has like the crossbody strap. I'm not even carrying a purse when I walk in the store. Right. Like, it's literally just my cell phone. And so I do see where people are just like, ooh, which like, when I was in Auckland and I bought my Dior bag, oh, I bought a bunch of stuff at Dior, but when I went in that store, because I did the math on the conversion and I was like, ooh, I need to go check and see if they have this bag here or what versions of the bag they have here. And I was at the work event. So I go in and I was wearing a Leoni blazer with a black cat suit underneath. I actually had a Chanel necklace on. My hair is like slipped back. I have a full face of makeup on. I had Chanel earrings and a Chanel necklace that like match. So I walk in the store and it's like, how can we help you? What are you looking at? Can I get you a glass of champagne? Here, have a seat right here. Because I just looked.
Yeah, the part.
The part. And so I do understand, like, to a point, at some point, how much do you get sick of like window shoppers just coming in?
Yeah. No, I agree. And especially in like the big cities, because the big cities have tourists that are like, let's go to the Dior store in Paris.
But I don't understand. Why would you wait in a line just to walk in the store and not buy anything?
I have no idea. But we are bougie and we like to get fancy things.
But I'm telling you, I will not buy it if I do not have a good experience. And that's the thing. I don't care how much I knew I was walking in that store to get it. If it doesn't come with a positive experience.
Not only that, I'm also like a little shit when I'm in the store and I'll start making jokes like it's buy one, get one free. Right. And I'll just like chuckle with them and make funny jokes. But like, I do not leave a store without them giving me something. And I don't care if it's a damn notebook I can give to someone. It's something like they will always give you things. When I was in Versace in Paris, I now like follow the guy on Instagram. He's the general manager of the Paris store. He's like, sends stuff all the time. He's like, we have this, we have that. But what I had told him was I really wanted this specific like Versace book. And I'm like, do you guys have it? Or do you have like anything like it? And he goes, we don't have it. We don't have it here. But I can actually give you, it's a book and you can't open it till you get home. And I was like, okay. And he like put something in there and it was like, this is the only fashion book that goes to Paris. And it was just, it wasn't like one of the hardbacks, but it's like this really bold book that I can like put on my coffee table. And I was like, great customer service.
No, and I do, I have a couple of books from Philip Pline that they've just like hardcover books. And I have, I think I have two that he's actually personalized, autographed and sent. Like he was in the store and again, this was Kate, the best personal shopper ever. He would like happen to be in New York. So she had him like personalize one of the books. It was like a smaller one, but still like that she, and that's, I like those little things. Like I will forever be brand loyal to that because of those little things.
Yeah. It makes a huge difference, especially in like the big fashion industry. This stuff's not cheap.
Totally.
You can realistically, everybody's going to know a designer bag. So you don't have to have Gucci. You don't have to have Louis. You don't have to have Chanel. You don't have to have Philip Klein. Like, they all are a status quo of you're doing something right in the world when you have one. So then it comes down to preference, what you like, and if you're being treated well.
And quite honestly, it doesn't even matter. Because I do think people that buy the bag or carry the bag because
of the name,
for the status symbol, like, and that's the thing to me. Nothing that I've bought that has been designer, name brand, anything, right? Like it is like you aspire to want those things, and that's what I think they're branding and the business of what they do, right? You aspire to want to be able to afford those things, and that's, they're in the business of that, right? And that is their brand. But that's also why I feel like you should give people a positive experience, because you don't know, like some people, Chanel is their everything, which is by far not the entry level basic bitch bag, right? That's thousands of dollars. But how do you know that somebody hasn't saved all this money because the first bag they want is to go in that Chanel store and have that experience, right? That you could be like taking away from them. And I think that's what they're in the business of. But then the people that I think want to carry the thing for the status of it, it's like, that's what to me, like almost undoes it. Like for me, that's the like tote bag that Louis Vuitton does, right? Like that is that everyone wanted that. Cause it's like, ooh, I have a Louis Vuitton, which to me then made it so unappealing.
All the attention in the store.
Right. Like, because they already have the bag.
Yeah. They're like, it's just like, okay, go pay attention to them and let them get their next bag.
Right. Which, I'm over the other thing. There's so many things I wanted from Louis Vuitton. And this is what, like, the other thing I wanted to do, which I know this shit was not cheap, is I wanted to get, and they probably still do it, you can get luggage from Louis Vuitton, and I wanted to get the duffel, and you can customize patches that you put on the bag. And I wanted this 5 or 6 years ago. I wanted to get the duffel and get a patch for every country they had that I had traveled to.
That's cool.
Which would have been just a really cool thing for me to have, is like, right? And I also know it would not have been cheap, because I'm sure each patch cost more. Like, it wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't.
Each patch cost the cost of a Neverfull.
You know, and so, I mean, I don't know, but it was just like the amount of times I tried to make that happen, and I just couldn't get anyone in the store to give me the time and day. So I'm like, you know what, Philip Klein, come out with a bag that has patches for all the different countries, and I will buy that bag from you.
Actually, a good idea.
It'll be
bag, and you should call it the Francie Baldwin.
And that can be what we collaborate on, and you can give me mine for free and or half price. I'll even take half price. Give me half price, and I will promote it for you. Sounds like a deal. Philip Klein, hit me in my DMs.
I'll definitely get an email about it. So.
And then Katie will buy it, because I'll be like, Katie, we got to make this collab. We'll at least sell one. We got to make this collab work.
I'll buy it.
All right. I think this has been a very long episode.